Life's go out.
Brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I am Kelvin Wong.
Welcome back, Kelvin. And in
and
studio, we also
Zach
have
Murillo.
And hey. Him and...
Yo, what's up, man? I'm Chris.
What up? I'm Steph.
Welcome back to the studio, guys. It's been 2 weeks. We're awesome.
Forever for Kelvin.
And now no one can also hear what Zach's saying, because he's on the other side of the room. We don't know what the
welcome
hell he's doing.
Welcome back,
doing
Kelvin.
It's...
Woo!
The GF and I have to share a mic, so, you know, the mic's over here, right?
Yeah.
You know, over here.
Yes, I know.
I still can't hear you.
I can hear.
He can hear me just fine.
Jeez.
Sorry, this isn't my...
I'm clearly first, more awesome than you.
Yes. First of all, Kelvin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me
damn,
back.
Damn, man. It's been too long. Welcome back. Wow.
Watch your language.
I said damn. Jeez.
But, yeah.
So guys, welcome to Where the Wind Blows. Here we are. It's 7:01 here in East York, Ontario at Centennial College CCC campus. So what up, guys? What have you guys been up to the last couple weeks?
Work.
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 Work. And chilling.
Yeah, man.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Word.
So I was doing some searching maybe a little while ago. Have you guys ever heard of the IQA?
Maybe, yeah.
No.
IQA? Kelvin, no?
What's that?
International Quidditch Association.
Oh, dear God.
There is actually a sport that is Quidditch, and it is actually played.
How do you play Quidditch without flying?
Yeah, because that's what I'm
question.
Thinking. I'm like, how do you do it with a broom?
Refer to the Facebook page. Where the Wind Blows. No, that's not it. Facebook.com/Where the Wind Blows. I'm sure Kelvin's got that on cue. As always, Kelvin's always on cue.
Yeah, buddy.
Alrighty. So, yeah. So, that should be up there. One of the videos should be Quidditch. And what it is it's kind of like rugby / soccer / football, kind of all mesh into one sport. And so, and you've got to hold this broom between your legs with the whole thing. The snitch is not like a ball. All the other rules are the same except for the snitch. The snitch is a person that kind of runs off the field for a while and then comes back. Well, it thinks for itself, right? Which is like what the actual snitch does. And it's so entertaining to watch. I'd say cue video now, but, you know.
That's insane.
I picture that, and I picture just some streaker covered in gold spray paint running around the arena.
Wings tied to his back.
Yes.
That's amazing. But I'm not in the way. I'm off to the side. Sit up.
But are all the other rules still the same, like... Two guys get baseball bats and get to pretty much hit everybody upside the head with them.
I can't remember. No, they just have balls that they throw.
You can throw balls at other people. It's like dodgeball.
I guess so, something like that. I don't know. Kelvin seems like he's, you know, fast or something over there. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. I think it'd be awesome to try and get Centennial to get a team.
That sounds intense. I want
to
do that.
Ryerson has a team. U of T has a team. Carleton University has a team. And
I've been told to start a team at Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I've been ordered to.
And Centennial doesn't have one.
No, but we're gonna make one this year.
Oh, you suck.
Excuse me?
Straight up.
Just randomly. Oh, by the way, you suck, guys.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kelvin? What do you think? Do you think we should have a Quidditch team?
I have no idea what Quidditch is. I don't follow sports. So describe what Quidditch is for
have
me.
You whoa, watched, whoa, whoa, you whoa, 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 whoa. What?
I'm not Shun. A Harry Potter.
Mic off.
It's not off, but he's not on program. What? Seriously, you've never heard, you've never read the Harry Potter, watched the Harry Potter movies.
I read one book. Does that count?
Ouch.
Which book?
The second one.
Okay, so Kelvin wants me to explain Quidditch. For those of you who do not know what Quidditch is.
Yeah, it's going to take way too long to explain.
No, it's not.
So
no, it's not. We'll do what Oliver Wood does in the movie. Very quick. There are three kinds of balls. This one is called the quaffle. I'm gonna stop using the accent. What the quaffle is it's like this ball. It's about the size of a soccer ball, and there's three hoops that you have to try and get it, which you have to get it through. but they've got what's called the keeper, which is like the goalie, has to protect these three hoops. The chaser's job is to take the quaffle, try and get through one of the three hoops with the quaffle past the chaser. Sounds easy, right?
Absolutely.
But there's these things called beaters, and they've got these little mini baseball bats
it's kind of like a mixture of baseball and soccer.
Except what it is, if they've got these bludgers, okay, which are these balls that are about the size of a grapefruit. Right. And they've kind of got a mind of their own.
They attack you,
and the beater's job is to protect their own while attacking the other team as well, so they don't get the chance to score.
You whack them at other people.
But that is not the end of the game. There's a position called the... Yes, 10 points for every goal scored. Now,
10 points for Gryffindor.
Yay!
I'm not the only one. anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my Snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today, I swear I'm not doing anything. Meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my god, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. Sorry about the delay. My bad. Yeah, so... what was I saying? So
Quidditch!
Yeah, we were at Quidditch, and sorry about the technical stuff there. Something happened, but we got it fixed. Pretty much, when you hear the podcast later, there's going to be this huge, weird gap. Not gap, but this random cut in like, the middle of a song. So we apologize for that in advance.
Our bad.
Even though you hear this now instead of the
technology's
song.
Bad. It's better to hear it live anyways.
Yeah.
Duh.
Because we travel through time.
Of course.
Traveling
through time.
This goes back to a couple of months ago.
Right,
where
the delay with people hearing and what you're actually saying.
No, the Skype.
Steph actually plays attention, see?
Yeah. The Skype episode. Remember, you were at home doing the Skype, and then you're like...
You were waiting for me to type, because...
No, when I was at home on Skype.
Oh. Okay.
When I was Skyping the show.
Yeah,
that was
bad. And you're a minute ago. On your dad's computer.
It was so weird.
You talked about it with me, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
When I was typing in?
Yeah.
Anyways, let's stop time traveling for a second and get
back
to the show.
I love time traveling, though.
Yeah.
Back to the Future. Yes.
One, two, and three.
The first one, obviously.
Of course.
First one's, you know, it's classic. It's the best one.
Why not?
I do not like the last one.
Is that the one where they go back to, like, cowboys?
Yeah.
Eh.
I hate that one.
Meh.
That's the second one.
Second one. Future.
I like the first. I like the first one. It's just because it's the original and it's the best one.
It's all right. Me. More classic.
What about you, Kelvin?
Yeah. What's your favorite back? Don't tell me you've never heard those
over
two.
There.
Kelvin's always
I
quiet.
I saw a part of first one. I didn't see the whole thing.
Okay, his vote's for the first one.
Okay, all right, well, okay, sweet. Whatever. So it's the first one wins. We asked you guys some questions early on this week. Kelvin, if you can pull up the Facebook ones. We're going to just ask, we're going to do the first one. Some weird things you do in your sleep. We were gonna talk about this a couple weeks ago, but we never really did.
Sorry, did I hear you right?
What some weird things you do in your sleep, like when you're sleeping?
Chris, don't go there.
Don't you? What? What's going on?
I fall out of the bed.
Really?
On the long side of the bed. Where your feet go.
You fall out of there?
Yeah, on that side.
It's like really front random. Rolls out of bed.
Oh,
it's
God,
weird.
That's amazing.
I don't know how I'd do it. I wake up like that sometimes.
That's so funny. You guys start talking. I got to fix some music over here.
All right, well, what do you do, Zach? Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm asleep when it happens. I just wake up and go to work, so I have no idea.
All right, he's boring. You go.
Steph.
Me? Oh, I don't think I do anything weird in my sleep. When I was little, I used to punch and kick my sisters.
You shared a bed with your sisters and you hit them?
Well, like, when That's we were nice. On vacation. Are you sure that like, wasn't at on my purpose? Grandparents' house.
That's nice.
You're absolutely sure?
It might have been on purpose. I don't think I was asleep when I did it.
Sleep fighting. Subconsciously.
Sleep fighting people.
When you're awake, you don't want to hurt them because you'll get in trouble. At nighttime, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, I was asleep. I was totally asleep.
No consequences, of course.
Come on, guys. Like
you, Kelvin, go.
All right, so as you guys know, we have the question running on Facebook, and I voted for I don't do anything weird that I know of.
What do you mean?
Exactly, that you know
that
of.
You know
you're
of.
Asleep.
That,
exactly, because you're asleep, right?
You don't wake up funny.
You should
and,
go for right. a sleep study and see.
Not really.
I don't want to have people watching me while I sleep. It's creepy.
They tell you that there's not a camera, but there totally
sure.
is.
Sure.
Okay. They're doing studies. There really isn't a camera. It's a two-way mirror.
No. They put like the sensor things.
Anything for
on
science.
Your head. So they make you think that they're just using the sensors on your head, but there's not a camera in the room, but there totally is.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, I have something that someone else does really weird in their sleep.
Is it me?
Go for it.
No, it's not you, Eric. Chris Colfer, who plays Kurt on Glee, was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he used to get up and eat. In the middle of the night when he was sleeping, like he'd sleep eat. Now, the problem is apparently he sleep shops. He goes online and he buys random weird things.
How do you go online, turn on your computer, go online, buy stuff?
It's the same thing as sleepwalking, only a little bit more active.
he probably keeps it online.
No, like he sleep shops online and random stuff just shows up at his door, and he's like, oh, where did this come from? I don't remember ordering this.
He's probably either drunk or high. He wasn't asleep.
Apparently, the weirdest thing was a life-size portrait of Marie Antoinette or something.
That's awesome. I want that.
That's amazing.
I'll
hang that
too.
In my room.
Weird things I do in my sleep.
Be creative.
Be creative. I can't
you
think of
it. You make noises.
That make noises? Okay, Steph probably knows this better than I do.
Do you scream? Like a horror movie in the middle of the night?
You just make little noises. Like, you don't scream or anything. Like, it's just
grunts.
Just noises. Like,
just grunting and stuff?
Chewbacca.
Just ramming in the middle of the night.
Totally.
What kind awesome. Of dream are you having, boy?
It's inappropriate. No.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
We're recording this.
I don't care.
So...
We're going to go to Tumblr, because we've got some stuff here on Tumblr. Something weird things we do in our sleep. Follow me, I'm tumbling, says, how would I know I'm sleeping? I already answered that. Jenny Tulls 12 says, I have conversations with myself, and I punch the wall sometimes. I actually wake up in the middle of the night sometimes. Because I've smacked my head off the wall. So there is now a pillow between the bed and the wall. So I don't do that anymore.
Duct tape it to the wall.
I don't
so
know
move.
What I do, but sometimes I wake up with random bruises and I don't know how I got them.
I wake
like,
up with
just
scars.
There'll be a bruise on my arm or like my
the
leg
scars
or my shoulder.
I wake up.
That's probably revenge for punching and kicking your sisters at night when you're little.
Probably.
Beating you up in your sleep.
You? How many like bar fights do you get into?
Too many. Much what
too
many.
You just like, don't remember them.
I don't know. Like, I'll wake up,
yeah.
And there's, like, this thing on my arm, and I'll be like, dude.
Thing.
That was not there before. On my leg, on my whatever.
Insert injury
call,
here.
Man.
Yeah, insert body part here.
Drawn.
What are some more answers on Facebook, Calvin?
Nothing. No one. None of you guys voted, except Kim voted the same thing as I did.
Which is you don't know you're sleeping?
Yeah.
I vote that.
That's boring.
That's very boring.
I got one thing.
What's that?
Instead of sleeping like straight across the bed, I kind of sleep diagonally. And one time I woke up and my feet were at my pillows, but I was still diagonal. I'm like, how the hell did this happen? But I was under the covers. I was still
covers untouched, like completely perfect on top.
Exactly. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen?
Oh my god, that's priceless.
That's probably the one weird thing that's happened. Besides that, nothing.
And if my mom's listening, I'm sorry to bring this up, but I have to. Was it my mom or was... No, that wasn't that one. I'm thinking something else. When I was younger, I could have full conversations with my mom in my sleep. And then wake up and not know what was going on.
Damn, my aunt and my mom used to do that.
We should have recorded it, shouldn't we?
Funniest home videos.
Paranormal activity. Exactly.
No.
Part one.
You get up.
Part three.
Sequels.
It's the 75th sequel. Oh, Lord. But what are some things that help you guys get to sleep? I sometimes, like, this is going to sound really weird and dorky and nerdy, but nerd. I know I'm a nerd. I can admit to that. I actually put on, I take my iPod and put the music, you know, kind of low enough so I can still hear it, but it doesn't bother anybody else, and I play the musical Les Mis.
I blast my radio in my room. Deal with it.
It's funny. He blasts his radio to the point where no one else can sleep, but he will fall asleep, like, flat out. His alarm clock will go off in the morning. No one else will... everyone else will wake up except him. Even me, who I'm on the exact opposite side of the house. Yeah. And I will wake up, and he won't. And it'll be, like, blasting right in his ear.
Heavy sleeper.
That's me with TV. Like, I can put the TV on and just... kind of depends on what I'm watching, because sometimes it'll interest me and I'll just won't fall asleep, but most of the time TV can put me to sleep.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Love the movie Troy. Absolutely love it. Dude, great movie. Only movie. Watched it all the way through once, because every time I put it on I fall asleep. Every time.
That's rude. Nice. Watch it during the daytime. Don't fall asleep.
No, I still fall asleep.
My favorite answer on Tumblr, it is actually hilarious. Peachy Sweetie says, I texted Sheep 1, Sheep 2, Sheep 3, etc. to Sheep 69 to two of my best friends once.
She texted?
Text what?
Can you say it again?
Sheep 1, Sheep 2.
No.
She texted that?
Her name.
Who said that?
Peachy Sweetie. Who's that? Wait, you know that person?
That's immature.
No, I just think it's funny.
That's Peachy immature. Sweetie.
It's just funny to hear you say
I
it.
I think that's hilarious. Okay.
And she chose that name just to get you to say it on the air.
You weirdo. I thought that was pretty funny. I'm gonna do that sometime. I'm just gonna randomly text someone Sheep 1, Sheep 2,
count Sheep,
Sheep 3, and be like, what the hell are you doing? Trying to get to sleep.
Each text is a different number.
Put it on vibrate.
69's a lot of text.
Ah,
that is a lot of text.
She knows
it is.
Hint, hint. She stopped at 69.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now we know how
can tell you what she's dreaming of.
69 sheep.
Give me this girl's email.
I don't have it.
Send it to Kelvin too while you're at it.
Here on Facebook, Kelvin, what do they have on Facebook?
Well, let's see.
Two people said other.
What's other?
I don't know what other is. They didn't tell me.
Colin.
Colin. Oh hell, right. We have the phone.
Maybe you should tell them how
which is working now. So guys, if you are listening and you want to interact with us, if you don't want to do it through via Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr, give us a call, 416-289-5000 extension 8615, and you can talk to us live here in the studio, which is actually pretty awesome.
That's actually pretty sick.
It is pretty sick, so you guys should give us a call, which is epic. But what are some other things there, Calvin?
Two people voted for other. I don't know what other is. Two people voted for television / movie / computer, and one person voted sleeping pills.
Sleeping pills?
You take sleeping pills while you're asleep?
I think that might have been me. No,
how to fall asleep.
No, how to fall asleep.
How to fall asleep.
You're two topics behind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Two topics behind.
Two, I'm sorry.
I know what I do to fall asleep.
What's
me and my brother play PS3 until like midnight, then we're completely exhausted.
Yes. Midnight? That's it?
Midnight.
Well,
sometimes
until we're exhausted.
He goes till midnight.
And how long do you go for?
Until we're exhausted, then we go to bed.
I don't realize.
Okay. Just lose track of time.
The sun's coming up.
One or 2 hours of sleep. Come down at 2 in the morning. Chris, shut the effing thing off.
My life.
I can still hear Soul Calibur going in the background.
Don't. Nice. Oh, God. Black Alrighty, ops. So we're going to take a quick music break here. And this is actually something that Kelvin put together. So, Kelvin, if you want, you can introduce the song.
Which song are you playing?
Right.
That threw you off a bit.
The one that's on the top of the list.
Okay, so this is a mashup that I made for the show. I think it's unreleased. I don't remember. Woo! But I probably released it
better
on my
YouTube unreleased.
Channel. It's Cascade of Nicki Minaj and Drake. It's Hungover versus Moment for Life. Hope you guys enjoy.
That's pretty intense.
I'm not afraid to die. face getting clearer. The past is gone. It went by like dust at dawn. Isn't that the way? Sages, you know it's true. All the things come back to you. Sing with me, sing for the air, sing for the laughter, sing for the tear. Sing with me if it's just for today. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is 7:38 on Wednesday, August the 17th, here in Toronto, Ontario, at the Centennial Campus. C.
Si, senor.
Si, senor. ¿Cómo estás? So, school's coming up in a couple, in a few, 3 weeks. 3 weeks away.
No! Oh,
2 weeks for me.
Zach I'm was fucked. About 3 feet away from the mic and hit his head.
Yep.
Just showing my pain.
Well done.
Who's actually excited though?
Woo. Me.
Woo. I'm excited. I'm actually excited. Kelvin, you excited?
Oh yeah.
Zach obviously isn't.
Well, I kind of am.
Language, sir.
I'm sorry.
That's why we have a warning at the beginning.
That's just to cover our butts, but that doesn't give us an excuse.
But yeah,
you can read my USB.
I'm kind of excited, kind of not. I'm excited because we have 5 freaking classes.
That, you know what? That doesn't seem right. I feel like there should be more.
There should be more because we're paying for more, but it's 5 classes. I don't think too many people are going to complain.
Are we still getting the Adobe suite? Because it wasn't in the fee statement.
We better.
We better.
I'm not I'm not sure if it's we are getting it or if it's going into all the computers.
No, we were getting it. That's what I was told. That's what Shell said.
I was not.
But you know what? Let's not talk about Centennial. Let's just talk about school in general. That's the
blocks 1 and 3 schedule, by the way.
That's what they're showing us, and it's a Monday 8:30 to holy crap, that's 4 hours. RT 203, what's that?
That I'm not sure. Oh. Well, you know what? We shouldn't even tell people anyways. We'll just say the times.
The times, Monday, the only class on Monday is 8:30 to 12:20. This is Zach's timetable. Tuesday, 3:30 to 6:20. Wednesday, 8:30 to 12:20. Oh, man, you suck. Thursday, 10:30 to 2:20. And then again, 3:30 to 6:20. And then you have Fridays off? You lucky bastard.
Language, sir.
The bastard. Bastard is a real word.
Come back.
Everyone's like destroying the table. It's all good.
I hurted my knee.
It's okay. I did too.
Yeah. Wednesday's early class is awesome because then I get to work on my show pretty much all day.
Yo, I'm thinking about extending this show to 2 hours sometime this semester. What do you guys think? 2 hours.
You'll have to talk that over with Lady J.
Or I can just do it a different day. I can switch things around. That's not a problem.
But then we won't have our Wednesday extravaganza.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll think about it.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll let you guys know.
I'm getting a weird look from Steph. Steph, explain your weird look.
There's really no explanation behind my weird look other than you have mentioned before that you want me to be on the show, and Tuesdays and Thursdays are my busy days. I made sure that Wednesday wasn't super busy.
Ooh. Wednesdays it is. We'll stick to Wednesdays. Yo, guys, give me my bus pass.
We're looking at the sparkly.
It's shiny.
You guys were questioning my masculinity. You guys were the ones amused by the sparkly purple. I rest my case.
Sparkly purple.
We got it pointed out to us by Steph,
so now we were just admiring it.
Yeah, it's true. Sorry.
I've come to the conclusion that there's something that has been really bugging me at work. People who don't know how to use their debit cards.
Conversation coming on.
People who don't know how to use their debit cards and say, I'm paying with debit. How does this thing work?
Oh, dear God.
I had this one lady who was...
How many of those were blondes? Please.
Actually, most of them were just old ladies. Old people. They had this one lady. She came through and she's like, I'm paying with debit, please. I'm like, okay, chip in when you're ready. Does this have a chip? Which way do I put it in? And then I'm like, you know, the chip goes in. So it goes upside down or right side up? I'm right side up. You say, okay, now what do I do? Follow the prompts. What? Thinking, if you've got a debit card and you want to use debit, learn how to use the bloody thing first. Seriously.
That's what people give it to you.
Yeah, they should teach, like, have lessons at the bank when you get it.
That would be so awesome.
It'd be like 5 seconds long.
I work retail as well. And the other day I had an interesting predicament. I had a nice long line and a couple of older guys buying 2 jars of spaghetti sauce.
Is predicament a word?
And
yes, predicament is a word.
Yes, predicament is a word. And at my store, we don't have the chip. It's just a swipe machine. But they couldn't figure out how to use the machine. So the guy who owned the card gave it to his friend and got his friend to do it. And then the guy who owned the card got frustrated and left. Well, his friend's standing there with the other guy's card. And I'm kind of walking him through the process. So I'm like, okay, do you want cash back? No. Confirm your price. Checking your savings. Whatever. And then I'm like, okay, enter your PIN and hit okay. Well, it wasn't his card. So we didn't know his PIN number. And they just kind of left.
Oh, sorry.
It was excellent. My bad.
What?
Interesting. Bad?
What's going on?
He's mimicking the people who left.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, they just left.
I get it.
That's actually pretty big.
They bailed.
Jeez, wow. People these days.
Speaking of which,
the card thing,
the chips. You know how they have those PayPass cards where you just they kind of wave them over the machines and it does that?
Yeah.
Apparently, Apple is coming out with their new iPhone and iPod, like either the 5th generation or 6th generation, they're coming up with this where they'll have that in your phone. You just access your bank account on your phone, wave it over the machine, and it does that.
That is retarded.
Instead of having the card.
That is retarded.
That sounds pretty gay. Who wants that?
What? Who is what?
Well, I guess people who are texting in line just want to be able to wave it over while they're still texting.
And that just gives you another reason to use your phone in a till, which is my number one pet peeve when I'm working cash. Is, you know, you're a person and someone's on their freaking phone and, you know, they're talking and you want to talk to them and you can't because they're on their phone with an important business call, which is, oh my god, so how's Timmy doing? Oh yeah, has he started walking yet? Oh my god, that's so cute. So are we meeting for coffee later today? No, that's so silly. Like stuff like that. That's not a professional business call.
I love you too.
Okay, nice. That was nice.
Chris, the soundproof room upstairs right after the show. The first one.
Okay.
Steph, you should be worried. I'm just kidding.
Whatever you say, man.
Oh, look, it's Pedo Bear.
No comment. Just no comment.
You want to go take that nap now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jeez.
I thought that was a PG-13 show.
It is. No.
Kind of.
It doesn't say that. We never said anything. We could be playing laser tag.
Anyway, that's about the phone thing. About the phone thing, sometimes technology taking over the world is being taken way too far. People use their phones for everything now. Can you use a card for like one simple thing? Just one.
Well, I guess it's Apple's way of thinking that it's too much of a hassle to either reach into your pocket or reach into your purse.
You have to reach into your pocket to get your phone.
Oh my god.
Well, not if it's out in your hand texting like 24/7, except when you're asleep.
People are obese now for a reason.
Yeah, cuz reaching into your pocket, pulling out your wallet and pulling out a card is so much exercise.
Oh god.
But I guess that's what Apple's thinking. They're thinking it's too much of a hassle for people in line to pull out their wallet and take out the card.
We must encourage obesity is what Apple's trying to say.
A friend of mine
for the win.
A friend of mine has an Android. And he has programmed this Android to be the remote control for his TV.
Nice.
Everything does
He's not even, like, willing to find the remote to press play or pause or anything like that. He has to use his phone. He doesn't even want to find the remote. His phone's always on him. So, like, ultimate lazy.
You know what you should
do? But lazy's awesome. Have you not listened to Bruno Mars?
Yeah, we just did.
Exactly my point.
She was sleeping.
Steph, Ryan. You know what you should do? You should...
sleeping.
You should take his phone and see what happens.
He'd cry.
Wow.
Anyways, guys, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to send you back to the 90s for a minute with some... Actually, we're going to send you back to some NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Dude.
NSYNC Digital Get Down.
We're Love just... my life.
Alrighty, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start you off with some 90s music here before we continue on our way with some talk. So, here you go, guys. Digital Get Down in Sync. Baby, baby, we can do all that we want. We get nasty, nasty. We get freaky, dicky. Baby, baby, we can do more than just talk. Because I can hear you, and I can see you, Baby, baby, we can do all that we want. We get nasty, nasty. We get freaky, dicky, dicky.
Digital Get Down. Just you and me. Just you and me. 20,000 miles. mind just when you're speaking. I see you on the screen, I get to freaking. So get down, babe. And I'll get down for you.
I'll get down for you.
I get so excited when I'm watching, girl. I can't wait to see you touch your body, girl. It's just me and you. So we can do what we gotta do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows on Centennial Internet Radio. The time is now 7:52 here in Toronto, Ontario.
It's true. Every word of it.
I wouldn't lie.
Of course not.
Oh. Well, now it's 7:52. It wasn't when I said it, yeah. But you know, I was rounding.
Okay.
Okay.
No rounding allowed.
So what were we? There was something we said something funny during the radio break. It was something about Justin Bieber. What were you guys saying? You were saying about NSYNC and your mom, and then something about
and then boy bands.
Okay, spill story. Go.
Okay, I was saying that as children, me and my sisters used to make my mom guess which boy band was singing the song on the radio, and she got pretty good at it for a while, and then now she's sort of lost her feel for it. And
we would do it now, but. Justin Bieber.
What did you say?
Sorry?
What did you say after that?
That we couldn't do it now because of Justin Bieber.
Because boy bands don't exist?
Yeah, because boy bands don't exist anymore.
And then I said, well, I would say Justin Bieber, but he's not a boy.
Oh, snap.
LOL!
It was very funny.
Burn.
I laughed at my own joke.
LMFAO.
I have to put...
I'm just pathetic like that.
So we've got some new stuff here, guys. We've actually got some awesome sound effects now.
We do.
Oh, they're geez. Big. They're Sheldon Cooper sound effects.
What?
I love Sheldon Cooper.
For example.
Penny. You fail. Penny.
It's too quiet.
What? I got.
Oh, I can't hear it.
One of my favorite ones.
I'm the Flash. I just knocked 30,000 times.
And everybody knows this one.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
Now you do it.
Sing
no.
along!
No!
Dr. Sheldon Cooper for the win.
Dead air.
No, that wasn't dead air. There wasn't. There was sound going. You just can't hear it.
I just can't hear it. It's dead air in the studio.
And then also, and then so everyone's ever in my spot.
That's where I sit. No, I sit there.
Lol. Yeah. Good old The Big Bang Theory. A new season starts in a couple months, and season 4 is available for DVD in a few weeks.
Little things in life.
I thought we weren't allowed to do advertisements on the air.
Well, not on it's my air. Favorite show.
We advertise.
It's not
all
an
time.
Advertisement. It's just a fact.
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, Steph, you got me into an awesome show.
How I Met Your Mother, featuring the totally awesome Barney Stinson. He's pretty rocking. Barney, yes. Barney that. Stinson, suit up.
I'm going to name my kid Barney, just because it reminds me of my childhood.
High five.
Yeah, man.
High That's five. Another Barney thing.
Until he got fired.
Until he got fired. No, not that fired. Not that Barney.
No.
Not that Barney.
This Barney's way cooler.
Yeah, okay.
Not the pedal bear Barney.
He's not a bear, he's a dinosaur!
Gosh.
Jeez. Same guy. Same guy
wow,
in the suit.
Is he a bear?
Oh no!
Doesn't matter. Same guy in the suit. He could be dressed up as Squirtle for all we care. Same guy.
Lol, that's awesome. It's been a good hour, guys. I unfortunately time is now running out.
No.
It's running out the door.
Our time is running out.
Okay. So we're going to end with one of Kelvin's mashups again. And Kelvin, once again, thanks for coming back to the studio. Woo. You know, yeah, we miss you.
But we missed you so much.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. You better be here in 2 weeks.
Technically, I was here for one.
Skype. You were here in spirit. Yes, yes. Here. Well, you got to be here in 2 weeks. We'll be back in 2 weeks. So
and
you better be here.
I feel like we should have those noisemakers that just go.
There we go. There's my random noise. Anyways, guys, the time is now 7:56, and we've got one more song for you to play before we... Oh, and we'll go. Sorry. We don't have anything after this. But anyways, so, Kelvin, you can lead us off with this once we have our song. Once we all give our little goodbyes. From everybody here at Where the Wind Blows.
Woo!
Chris.
I'm Zach.
Steph.
I'm Kelvin Wall.
And I'm E.T., and here's Kelvin to end you off this week's show.
And it is Katy Perry featuring Kanye West, DJ Khaled, Ludacris, Rick Ross, T-Pain, and Snoop Dogg. It is our only host requested. It's dedicated to our host. It's E.T. versus All I Do Is Win mashup. Have a good week.
Side of sanity, they calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut. Maybe it's because you
Shrek rockets on deck.